Welcome to the Social Studies Podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about all the countries. I'm Joe, and today I'm talking about Australia. Two police officers were shot dead in an ambush outside a house in rural northeast Australia on Monday, sparking a hour-long gun battle that ended with the deaths of three suspects shooters. Police named the people who died. Matthew Arnold was 29 and Rachel McCrow was 26. A 58-year-old civilian bystander was also killed in the incident. Queensland Police Commissioner Katerina Carroll on Tuesday said, four police officers have gone to the remote property in Wheelabilla, about 186 miles northeast of Brisbane, during a search for a missing person later identified as 46-year-old Nathan Train. According to the New South Wales authorities, when they arrived, they were ambushed by three shooters. Arnold and McCall died instantly from gunshot wounds, while the other two officers were later taken into the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Now on to Max.
Hello, I'm Max, and I'll be talking about Asia. On December 11th, northern China had a massive sandstorm that had happened before in 2015 around the same time. Exactly 10:30 a.m., a giant blanket of sand laid on Beijing in northern China. The air quality wasn't very good there before the sandstorm hit. The air quality index was 500, and the sandstorm did not help one bit. Now it's at 900, which is the highest on the scale. Mongolia, which lies north of mainland China, is experiencing strong cyclones, according to the Meteorological Administration. The sand and dust from Mongolia have moved east and south over China's northern regions, carried by the cold high pressure at the back of the cyclones. The sandstorms are expected to last through Tuesday. In the spring of 2021, Beijing was hit by the biggest sandstorm in nearly a decade, which turned the skies an eerie shade of orange. In previous decades, each May saw at least two rounds of sandstorms. And now on to Jace.
Hi, I'm Jace, and there has been a Peru political crisis that has been going on for a while now. I'm going to talk about what happened. In the recent years, there has been a series of presidents that have ejected and a number of ex-presidents that have been sent to prison for crimes that they have committed during their time in the office. In one memorial week in 2020, the country had three presidents in a time of only 5 days. But even by Peru's standards, sometimes that happened on December 7th was amazing for both of the speed with which events unfolded and their consequences. There was an interesting television address to this nation. President Pedro Castillo told everyone that he declared a state emergency across Peru. President Castillo said that he was dissolving Congress and replacing it with an emergency government. Castillo said the move was aimed at establishing the rule of law and democracy. What was the reaction? Well, what the president said left everyone in surprise. Most ministers, including the Minister of Defense, quit on the spot, and his vice president, Dina Boluarte, denounced the dissolution of Congress on Twitter. COPS and the other armed forces issued a joint statement saying they supported the Constitution. Congress held an argument meeting to impeach the president, Mr. Castillo. Now, Mr. Castillo ended up getting arrested and now is in pretrial detention. Now on to Briley.
Hi, I'm Briley. I'm going to be talking about Africa. Kenya's first daughter, Charlene Ruto, denies using public money. Since her father has been in charge, he has held many events. In Kenyan law, there is no such thing as office. Many Kenyans online have expressed their anger over her engagements and who is funding them. Some have nicknamed her after a low-cost Kenyan supermarket. Kenyans have expressed their anger over her engagement to his funding them. Some have nicknamed her after a low-cost Kenyan supermarket. But Miss Rito isn't bothered at all. She has posted a video of herself walking around the store. Miss Rito has also been meeting leaders across the country since her father became president. In a video being shared widely, Miss Rito is speaking to an audience where she introduces her team from Kenya, including her advisor and another who is the head of trade and investments at the office of the First Daughter. The audience responded loudly with claps and some laughs. Miss Rito didn't understand why it was so funny. She became very, very popular on Twitter in Kenya as people asked if she was using taxpayers' money. She responded saying, "The office of the First Daughter is private. It is neither a constitutional office, nor is it being funded by the Kenyan taxpayer." Now to Ivy.
Hi, I'm Ivy, and I'm going to talk about Europe. A man named Ken DeLand went missing while studying in France. His parents say he was ready to study overseas. The last time he contacted his parents was November 27th. He was telling them he was going to Belix, France, but they haven't heard from him since. His parents say he was having trouble making friends, and that is why he has left the city voluntarily. He is 22 years old and was learning French at the city of Grenoble Alps. His family made a website to see if anyone has seen him. He was supposed to leave France and go to his home on December 15th. His family heard that he wished to travel to the city of Marseille before he went home. They have only seen one picture of him since the disappearance. The picture shows him walking into a store. His classmates said he was normal and happy the last time they saw him. His family is trying to stay positive, but are still wondering where their son is. The authorities have been investigating all over Paris, and that's all we know for now. That's all for our Bulldog Social Studies podcast.